I've been doing a lot of humanitarian work, social development work in Zimbabwe actively since 2007. So I realize there are good community leaders on the ground who don't have the necessary resources or income to represent their communities in the in parliament. What we have been having is we have big business people who come from other parts of the country who don't even know the specific community needs who are actually in parliament. So I decided to work towards that mentor support and train people. Then we've got four candidates. They needed $50 each to register through the nomination codes, posters, flyers, the whole campaign material of which I've sponsored them. Because at the moment in Zimbabwe, everyone is down. But without that support, they wouldn't have managed to do anything.
How much money did you pour in there in this kind of election, by-election?
Cash-wise, I've got four candidates, so about $3,000 each, which is a total of $12,000. And we've also had a lot of volunteers in all constituencies, about 178 election agencies, 288 stations. They are all volunteers. People have put up posters. Each constituency has got like 50,000 people or more. Encourage them to do door-to-door campaigns. So that takes a lot of human resources as well. And then at times, you know, we manage to give them like a dollar for a plate of sadza and drink. So a lot of money, I would say, each constituency election time, you need at least $10,000.
So with this kind of move that we have taken, and we're told actually that you want to be the president of Zimbabwe, tell us a bit about this.
Actually took this step because I myself come from a very humble beginning, and it helps me to see, you know, ordinary people who do extraordinary things. They fail to represent people in parliament, in communities, just because they don't have money. So for me, this is like still humanitarian work, but at a political level, to enable people who wouldn't necessarily have money to go into parliament, to go into parliament, work passionately with people, and, you know, represent the true picture of meaning of politics, that is to serve people, a vocation which we have lost in Zimbabwe currently.
Okay, so do you think that you are going to make it in 2018 with your candidates and you as the candidate for the presidential election?
I think we're going to do very well if we, you know, strategically move, because we are at a point where people need new ideas, new politics, young people, youth and women to participate. So I am hoping we'll be, you know, it will be all right. So far, so good.
Yes, so I think you're going to be the first female president, woman candidate, something like that in Zimbabwe?
I'm praying for that.
And what kind of different thing do you hope to achieve, you know, from what the president, that is President Robert Mugabe, is doing right now? Anything different?
Yes, you know, the political values and ideologies that I developed actually here in my house, it's almost influenced by, you know, the work I've done all this year as a nurse and as a social work. So it's all person-centered, people-centered, that you look at the person first, how these policies are going to impact on people politically, socially, economically. The problem we have had since 1980 is, you know, ZANU-PF have got good, sound policies, but they are never implemented. There's no monitoring, evaluation to see how these policies affect people at the point of impact. So, and it always enriched the 1% elite of the population. So for me, I advocate for collective leadership, inclusiveness, and equal opportunities so that, you know, people are part of the decision-making processes. And the government is separated from politics, from the parliament, from judiciary. So that's what we are advocating for.
So now, is there any chance that we can have some kind of coalition? Many critics are saying the opposition is very fractured, you know. So at the end of the day, going it alone, that's dangerous, right?
I don't necessarily think that. The problem we have with political parties, we have been in the GNU at the moment, is people are so tainted. their ideas, political ideas, and the new ideas which are being developed now, like by us, the Progressive Democrat of Zimbabwe, are completely parallel. So we have to look at, okay, are you just going to work with, say, you know, MDCT, with a leader who has been there 15 years? They don't want to step aside. They are not practical. They are not walking the talk. They get funding and everything, and what do they do for the people? So we are happy to work with anyone who shared the same values with us, being progressive, people-centered, collective leadership, democratic, and including all Zimbabweans, you know, regardless of their color, creed, or race. So if there's a political party like that, we are happy to work with that.